BBC News with Jerry Smith. President Obama has described the beheading of the American journalist James Foley by Islamic State militants as an act of violence that shocked the conscience of the entire world. Mr. Obama said no just God would stand for what they had done. Kim Khatas reports from Washington.
The American president looked grim as he paid tribute to James Foley and his reporting from the Middle East. Mr. Obama said he was heartbroken and would seek justice for the violent killing. He added that the U.S. will continue to do what it must to protect its people. He did not go into details. But already the Pentagon has confirmed there have been dozens of drone strikes against targets of the Islamic State in Iraq over the last few days. President Obama also said the U.S. would help those who stand against the Islamic State. He said the militants spoke for no religion and their victims were overwhelmingly Muslims.
The British Prime Minister David Cameron says it looks increasingly likely that the man who beheaded James Foley is a British citizen. British intelligence is working to identify the masked militant who speaks with an English accent. Mr. Cameron warned against what he called a knee-jerk reaction.
David Cameron cut short a family holiday in Cornwall in the wake of the release of the video. After emergency meetings with intelligence officials and ministers in Downing Street, the Prime Minister said far too many British citizens had travelled to Syria and Iraq to take part in violence and extremism. Mr. Cameron said the government would redouble its efforts to stop people going abroad, including taking away passports so that people couldn't travel.
Sean Curran. One of Pakistan's main opposition leaders, Imran Khan, says there'll be no talks with the government until the Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif is ready to resign. Speaking to thousands of supporters holding a sit-in in front of the Pakistani parliament, Mr. Khan said the protest was aimed at ending what he alleges to be Mr. Sharif's corruption and electoral fraud. Other Pakistani politicians have criticised Mr. Khan's week-long campaign to bring down the government as unconstitutional. A number of trucks from the huge Russian aid convoy has moved into Ukraine's custom zone between the two countries at Izvorino checkpoint. Our correspondent David Stern reports from Kiev.
Only a small part of the convoy entered the custom zone on the Russian-Ukrainian border. It was unclear when the lorries would in fact enter Ukrainian territory. But this was a major step after nearly a week of their standing immobile. Kiev has accused Moscow of using the convoy for some sort of military operation, whether to provide cover for an invasion or to deliver weapons to pro-Russian insurgents. Red Cross officials, who are overseeing the delivery of the aid, have said the lorries will not enter Ukraine until they receive satisfactory security guarantees.
World News from the BBC. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the military campaign in Gaza is not over and has promised to continue it until Israel's security is restored. Speaking on television, Mr. Netanyahu described the Palestinian militant group Hamas as being a branch of the same tree as the Islamic State militants in Syria and Iraq. Hamas has fired dozens of rockets into Israel since the collapse of a 10-day ceasefire. Israel has retaliated with about 100 airstrikes on Gaza. The medical charity Médecins Sans Frontières has criticised the response of the United Nations and the World Health Organization to the Ebola epidemic in West Africa. The operations director of MSF, Brice de Lavigne, described the reaction to the spread of the disease as being close to zero.
For Médecins Sans Frontières, we feel very much alone in this crisis. We are really at the forefront with almost no other organization doing isolation in treatment centers. And basically, we are still quite amazed by the lack of response from the UN system and also WHO so far.
A WHO spokesman said it was increasing the number of health workers and logistics supplies to the affected areas. The government in Guatemala says the chief of the armed forces, General Rudy Ortiz, has been killed in a helicopter crash near the border with Mexico. Four other military officials also died in the accident. The helicopter came down in a mountainous area. The cause of the crash is unknown. The Guatemalan president, Otto Pérez Molina, paid tribute to the general's hard work and dedication during a long military career. The authorities in Iceland have warned that a massive rumbling volcano is in danger of erupting. It's raised fears of a repeat of air travel chaos 4 years ago when another Icelandic peak spewed ash into the sky, leading to the shutdown of international airspace that left several million passengers stranded. BBC News.